Okay, here we go again. Here we fucking go. I just now officially have uploaded my first podcast to Spotify, and I don't know if it's on Apple Music yet. It was kind of like waiting, but I don't really know. So, yeah, I'm here now, and I'm just gonna try to be making, I don't know. I'm just fucking so embarrassed because I was trying to go through and, like, kind of edit out, like, too long of pauses or, like, if I say or something. And, yeah, I would just click it and then I would just fucking hear myself talking and I'm like, oh my god, delete, delete, delete everything, delete it. Oh my god, who let me do this? And then the other part of me is just like, dude, who fucking cares? Like, if someone's gonna waste their time listening to this to hate on it, like, who? It's a stream, bro. It's a fucking stream. I don't even know. Oh my god, it's so embarrassing. And yeah, it's so stupid. And also, I just want to, like, loud and clear, because I heard it 1,000 times, the intro, my little welcome, 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 I was just trying to fucking get the groove going, like, that was a joke, I was not for real, like, I know that was embarrassing, because that's the part that I keep on playing a billion times to try to figure out the audio, and I'm just like, oh my god, like, it kind of sounds like I'm serious, and I just would like to say no, like, that, I don't think that, I didn't, no, I didn't like that either, okay, let's just set the record straight, I did not like that either, yeah, but I just uploaded that, and I'm just like, you know what, like, the only way to go is up, all we can do is fucking be better next time, and I'm so, like, giggly right now, because I'm so fucking embarrassed, like, I cannot believe, like, who let me do this, like, how did this even, I don't even fucking know, so, yeah, that's where I'm at, and I was really struggling. Let's see, it's 3:30. I've been probably working on this since, like, noon, and I was just gonna go in and, yeah, edit out, like, too much dead air, and it was just, like, the audio was horrible, honestly. It was fucking horrible. It was so all over the place, and I don't know, like, I think I moved too much from the microphone, so I'm really trying to stay put for this, but I'm like, what if I'm at a horrible angle, and so then I fuck up the entire thing because I didn't want to move. But I don't fucking know. And I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I consider myself not super tech savvy. Like, I really have no idea what the fuck I'm doing. I've had iPhones my entire, well, that's a lie, most of my life. And it's like, so, yeah, I can kind of recognize what's going on and try to fucking work with that. But yeah, I'm on a fucking, Lenovo, laptop. It's my mom's, and I'm like, I kind of know what I'm doing, but honestly, like, using this app and, like, all this, I mean, it is beginner software, so that kind of is embarrassing, but yeah, no, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, and I don't know how to adjust the volume, and what I'm struggling with is, like, I'm trying to make it a certain range, so that way my voice is never louder than this amount and never lower than this amount, so that way it's, like, if you, yeah, like, having, when you're listening to it, it's not like, oh my god, turn it up, now turn it down, turn it up, now turn it down, but honestly, you'll probably have to do that the first episode, and maybe even this one if I can't figure it out. I'm just like, fuck it, this is just, it's happening. And if they all fucking suck and they're so god-awful, then you know what? That just means in the future, whenever I know what the fuck I'm doing, we can just be like, bitch, we come a long way. We got some ground to walk on. Oh my god, it's so embarrassing, like, thinking that's actually uploaded. But it looks really cute because it's pink, and I, like, literally, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, obviously, I would like this to be, like, actually, no, I wouldn't. I'm like, I want to be professional. Like, I want this to kind of look, like, put together. But you know what? It's literally just not. Like, that's not the case. Like, I bought this little podcast bundle set. My mom got, she bought it for me. Because I've been talking about wanting to start a podcast so many times. But I'm just like, oh, yeah, like, ha, ha, ha. And so, yeah, since she got me this shit, obviously, it's like, well, fuck it. I mean, let's give it a go. And so I got my little setup. Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I tried to research my research on TikTok and find out some information, and I feel like I learned. Well, you know what? I don't fucking know. I watched a lot of different TikToks from a lot of different people, and then I was just like, okay, I'll take this, I'll take this, I'll take this, I'll take this. And now I'm here, and yeah, I don't know what I'm doing, and all the tutorials on how to use this app that I'm using to edit are like, I'm trying to figure out how to adjust the compressor, which I think is gonna make the range, like what I was saying a minute ago, where I only want it to be this loud at times, or like throughout the entire thing, and only this quiet throughout the thing. But everything I can find is like not updated software, and so it just like looks a little different. Some of the like I don't know the word I'm looking for, like adjustments on certain things are. So yeah, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And I really was trying hard, and I was trying to go through and just louden it up, because a lot of this I'm talking pretty quiet, and it's kind of like slurring, like I'm not really clear and crisp with my words. So I'm also trying to do that this episode, and I'm gonna say starting right now, because yeah, I literally feel like even right now I'm still okay. This is good. This is how I want to talk, exactly like this. You can hear every single word I'm saying. But yeah, I'm gonna try not to. I don't think I mumble, because I talk pretty fucking loud regular. But yeah, I definitely would say I'm like a lazy talker. So not now, not any longer. So yeah, that's kind of been my day. And then I was like, I remember that some TikTok, they told me to sign up for this one website, and like that's a good beginner, easy, blah blah blah. And so I went, well, I like opened the tab for the website the other day whenever I first started. And now I'm like, I'm ready to publish. I literally got on fucking Snapchat and made my cover art. And I literally just went with Burp, because it's like, it's taking me too long to try to figure out all these little fine details, where it's like, I can change it throughout, and like, this is just a starting point. And you know what? Maybe it's not. Maybe it's forever. Maybe just because it's like, bitch, like, who fucking cares? That doesn't matter. Like, I'm still fucking here. So the podcast name forever might just fucking be Burp. And I think I'm okay with that, because every time I think about it, I'm more like, yes, like I'm more into it. And I feel like also every time I bring it up with anyone else, like the more I bring it up, they're more into it. So that's what she is, okay? She's burping. But I think the art is so cute. Like, I honestly like kind of slayed. Yeah, it looks fucking good. And yeah, it's pink, and so it's like, on, I'm listening, I listened to the first 5 minutes on Spotify, and it's like, it is literally so pink. I'm gonna check real quick and see if it's on Apple Podcast yet, because I cannot. No, it's not. I don't know what is going on. Whatever, I'm busy recording now, so we'll get back to that later. But it's on fucking Spotify, which is insane. Like, that feels so weird that like, who, like, I'm fucking no one, and I'm on Spotify. I'm like, oh yeah, you can find me on Spotify. Yeah, that's me, girl, burping it up. But oh my god, yeah, super embarrassing. I just would like that to like be clear that I know it's embarrassing. Like, I get it. Like, it's fucking, yeah, it's bad. I think it's bad. But you know what, like, I think it's bad if I'm, if it was anyone else, I'd be like, oh yeah. But like, myself, like, I can just, no. It's just, whatever. I'm in my own head, so I'm like, you know, it kind of just sounds like everything that's going on in my head all day, but it's like, a lot of that is just so useless. Like, hold on, I'm gonna get a drink. But yeah, so much of that is just like random little bullshit that I'm saying, literally like this. This feels more productive because I feel like, you know, there's kind of something happening here. Like, I'm telling you my fucking struggle of today, which is still kind of similar because yesterday all I talked about what was on my mind, and today this is what's on my mind. It just so happens that this is all kind of one thing I can focus today. Yeah, here we fucking are. Here we motherfucking are. I do think that I have been moving around the microphone a little bit, but I feel like it's pretty good overall. And there's, like, different ways, like, I can go in and, like, normalize, or, what is it? A loudness normalization. And I think that that helps. And then there's also, noise removal and repair. So I can just edit out, like, all the background noise or, like, static or anything. And there's definitely static. I can fucking hear it. But that's the thing, is it's like I can't go through and listen to the entire episode to try to edit it because I'm going to be like, embarrassing, 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 delete. What the fuck am I doing? Who let me do this? Like, well, no, I cannot post this. I cannot post this. And I lose my mind. And yeah, I just don't want to do that because you know what? This is fun. And like, honestly, I feel really fucking cool because I like, I'm on fucking Spotify, bitch. Like, I don't know. I feel like I'm on a little, I'm going up right now. So, I'm super excited. But, I'm like, this is such a joke. And I told my friends, I was like, I'll send y'all the first episode. Like, you know, I want you to listen and tell me if it's bad or good. But, honestly, like, no, like, this is just not bad or good. This is literally just, like, this is the shit I would be saying, probably, if we were hanging out. Like, so, yeah, they would just be like, yeah, no, I feel like we're hanging out right now. I don't know. I don't fucking know, bro. I don't know what the fuck. That's the thing. That is the thing that, you know, obviously, I just keep saying that this is just such a fucking joke. So, I just am, like, really trying to make sure that, like, there's not standards here. This isn't, well, you know, I will say, like, the first 20 to 30 minutes, maybe, I'm just kind of rambling and going around, but once I get in my zone, like, I do think I have good shit to say, so, is that such a crime? Like, yeah, there's a lot of bullshit, and I'm gonna say, like, 9 bazillion fucking times, and I'm gonna lose my train of thought, and I'm gonna go over here, and I'm gonna go over there. Yes, but that is how an actual conversation works. So if you're, like, listening to this podcast, like, it's, I'm teaching you something, or, like, have some shit, like, you're trying to listen to this podcast, like, no, it can't be like that. This has to be, like, this is just a random conversation you're fucking having in your day. And you know what? It probably will expand your brain. And it's going to expand my brain too. And it will be useful. And there will be like some new perspective or insight. And like, I do think that I have good shit. But if you have that expectation coming in, then you might just not be as open as I want you to be. Because if you're just, you know, you're completely open, no expectation, then I would say you're probably going to be satisfied. And if nothing else, like, at least I feel like I'm sending good vibes with this. Like, even you can feel it through the fucking screen, through your ears. It's good. It's good energy. It's good energy. If nothing else, it's good energy, bitch. That's all I got. That's all I fucking got. But, so, okay, enough of this little rambling. I'm like, let's see something actual. I'm gonna try to scoot my microphone so I can lean back in the chair so I can kind of get more comfy and like get more into my zone of actually going somewhere. Let's see. I'm like, what? We went over some things, some basic like information that you would need to know yesterday, and then, you know, obviously we talked about just some more of me. So I'm like, do we need to do that again, or can I just, like, damn, should we just dive right in? Should I just, like, be like, so this is my birthday. I told you my birthday yesterday. And, like, I can just kind of start my life, I guess. I could tell you about my childhood and stuff. Oh my God. It's gonna get dark. If we do that, like, it'll get dark because I just wanna. Okay, first. My family, like, my mom and my brother are, like, the closest people in the world to me. Like, I'm so fucking obsessed. And my stepdad, we're close too, but it's a little bit, like, it's not the way it is with my mom and my brother. Chris, if you ever hear this in your life, I love you. But anyway, okay, so I was born in the summer, and my older brother, and then my mom, and my biological dad. And then, whenever I would. Oh, okay, so we live in this tiny little town, and I've. Had like multiple different houses, but still here. And then whenever I graduated after a year, I moved out and moved into a house with a roommate. And yeah, we'll get to all that. But yeah, I moved back in, and so now I live with my family again. So let's see. I'm like, I was a cheerleader my entire life. I started cheering whenever I was like 4 years old, or like 4 or 5, really, really young. And then I cheered all the way until my senior year of high school. Slay. And me and my brother were pretty close. We kind of, it was like my brother, one of our cousins, and then me and one of our other cousins. Because my biological dad is one of eight, so it's a big family. And my dad is an identical twin. And yeah, like that was so cool. So the daughter of his identical twin, my cousin Nina, love her. Yeah, we grew up kind of best friends. Like we both cheered, and yeah, we just always kind of hung out. And then my brother and our other cousin Nolan, that's one of the other brother's kids. We all hung out. And then yeah. We would make Nolan come hang out with us sometimes, and like we would play Just Dance or like paint nails. Or me and my cousin Nina, we did a lot of like we would make up dances to everything. So yeah, we were kind of fucking crazy. And then whenever I was 8, my parents got divorced, and I'm like, should we getting into that? Like, I just don't really know. Like, I don't want to like speak without people's permission, but also at the same time, like, it's just kind of my perspective. Whatever. I'll just say that my parents split up, and me and my brother stayed with my mom, obvious, or I guess not obviously, but whatever. Anyways, so yeah, we stay with my mom. This is getting awkward. Like, I just feel like I'm like, how deep do I want to go? How deep can I go? Whatever. And yeah, so after that, I didn't really see my dad as much, really at all. And yeah, I don't know. There, we would see him sometimes, or we would go visit him. And then, I don't know, my first time, that was kind of like, okay, it was my freshman year of high school. I was on the homecoming court, and like for that, like the football field, like little moment, I guess, your little moment to shine. It's supposed to be like the girl, her dad walks her, and the boy, his mom walks him. And so I asked my real dad to do that for me, and yeah, he was like, I don't know, we'll see. And I was just kind of like, oh, ew, like, oh, I'm asking you for something for the first time ever. and you can't go. Okay. So, yeah. And since then, it really hasn't been the same. But anywho, yeah, so I wouldn't really say that I have much of any of a relationship with my biological dad. Since, yeah, literally my whole life ever, like, yeah, I don't really remember much. So, yeah, when I was 8, they got divorced. And then whenever I was 10, I think, 10 or 11, my mom met my stepdad and married him. I think they got married, like, I don't know how long after they went on their first date, but their first date was hilarious because I was home. I wasn't supposed to be home, but I ended up being at home. And so I was like, oh, like, just take me to my friend. I had this friend, Mary, and I'm like, take me to Mary's house. And so my mom, on her first date with my stepdad, Chris, he literally had to drive me and drop me off at my friend's house. And I'm like, yep, that pretty much sums me up as a person. Oh my God, that is hilarious. But anyway, so yeah, and the rest is history. But I don't know, whenever they first got, like, when they were dating, I was so excited. I was like, when are y'all getting married? Oh my God, let's plan the wedding, like, blah, 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 blah. And I was so excited for them to get married. And then, oh, it was really cute. Whenever they got engaged, they didn't tell me. I was at my friend's house, and so they waited till I got home, and I walk in the door, and then I see that they're engaged. And then, my stepdad had also got me. What's going on? My stepdad had. What is this? My stepdad got me a little, like, literally my favorite necklace I've ever had. It was like this little, it was a baby tiny heart, and it was little diamonds, and it was just so cute and dainty and like perfect. And that was my favorite necklace forever, but I would take it off, and yeah, I would just like lose it, I guess. And so I'm really upset because literally to this day, cannot find it. They bought it at Sam's, and yeah, they don't sell it anymore, and I can't find one. And I can find ones that look like it, but the charm on it is like it's a charm. And then, which is what I want. But the ones that I can find just have it like hooked in one place where you can't like move it around. I don't know the proper like terms for what I'm talking about, but yeah, I want to be able to fuck with it and slide it around and move it. And yeah, so I don't have that necklace, and I'm really sad. And but he got that for me to like ask, like, to be my stepdad, kind of, and it was so cute. And then they got married, and yeah, they still fucking married, living lavish. And I would say that I have a lot of like trauma from like, or we can just make this a little lighter, and I'll just say I have daddy issues. Okay, we can move on. And so it was really difficult for me to have a relationship with Chris, and I just kind of felt like it was my mom and my brother. Like, I feel like that was kind of my guidance. Like, Brody, yeah, I guess he kind of played like a parental role. Like, he was kind of like my dad. And yeah, my mom was my fucking mom. I love her. She's literally my favorite person in the entire world. And yeah, we were kind of close my entire life. And then I would say we really got close. Well, in middle school, I dated a bad boy. And so I think that kind of like pushed me away from my mom and like kind of pushed me away from everything, I guess. But yeah, like I didn't really have other people in my life. And so I would say, yeah, that distanced us a little bit. But then my freshman year of high school, I went through like, I got my heart shattered. Like, I don't know how else to say it. The bitch was broken in half. And so, yeah, I was like super fucking depressed. And so me and my mom got really close then because, yeah, I needed some support for that. And so, yeah, since then, she kind of literally knows every single thing about my life. And then, yeah, whenever I moved out for a year, I feel like our relationship changed immensely. Like, I feel like we got so much closer and, like, definitely, like, valued our time with each other more because she wasn't at my beck and call. And yeah, then I moved back in, and our relationship is still like fucking awesome. She's still my favorite person, but I don't know, like right now we're kind of in a weird patch, I would say, which I don't know. I think that the future always has to be better, so it's like, you know, I can't compare this and be like, yeah, we're not as good as we used to be. Like, we're just different. I don't think it's better or worse. Like, yeah, we're just at a different phase in our friendship, but we try to go out once a week and like have our time together because we're busy women, okay? So, like, it's kind of hard. Like, we kind of can't fully give each other like all of our attention throughout the week and just day to day. So, yeah. We have really been trying to plan out time for, yeah, just us to actually really connect. And yeah, it's been fun. We went to like Painting with a Twist, and we did these little, like, it was really pretty. It was like pink, blue, and purple, and it was like this little river, and there were some trees around, and then the moon. It was super cute. I love it. But I'm not an artist. Like, I just want to, which you don't really have to be an artist to do this shit. But because they like walk you through and teach you step by step. But I think if I like got a retry, like now that I got my first time out of the way, now I can be better. Same with the podcast. You know, now that I got the first one out of the way, like the only way to go is up. So here we are. Yeah, we did that. And then, oh my God, yeah, we've done a lot of stuff. But I'm not gonna lie, we've been slacking a little bit throughout the holidays because yeah, it's just been fucking crazy. So we need to plan our next week date, but yeah, that is definitely keeping us sane, I would say. Throughout the week it's kind of stressful and we don't really talk unless we're like asking each other for something or like trying to do this, like need this, like we're not actually connecting. So yeah, I have definitely vocalized it insanely that I just like I need time. I need a one-on-one time. Like, I need set aside time. I need quality time. I just need quality time. And yeah, so I would say, yeah, we're definitely getting closer and just, yeah, like having such different conversations. Like, we, yeah, talk about any and everything. So it's just fun now. Like, all of like the new things that we're learning and life experiences, and we can just kind of bring in like compare and be like, oh my God, like this one time, and like we can talk about my childhood and like her, like that part of her life and her life now. And it's like we, yeah, just have a really beautiful relationship, and I love her. I'm like crying right now. I love her so much, and yeah, like I don't know what the fuck I would do without her. That's my biggest fear. I guess I can, fun fact, my biggest fear is my fucking mom dying, which obviously is gonna happen. And like, Jesus. Yeah, that is my biggest fear. So, yeah, that's that. And then my brother, we're good growing up until like middle school because I started going to school with him for the first time. He was in 8th grade and I was in 6th grade. And so during that, like, we kind of weren't really super close. And then, I don't know, probably like the past like 4 years have gotten so close. Like, we hang out and, yeah, talk about everything. And, like, I love talking to Brody. I feel like he's just so open and evolved. And so it's like, it's just refreshing talking to him. Like, I can kind of bring him, like, I will say, like, our relationship, since So it's kind of been about like I don't know, I just kind of will pop in on him and just like we would kind of hang out like just when it like out of convenience because I would just be at home and not be with my friends. So I would just be like, "You want to hang out?" And we would end up hanging out. But I don't know, like I feel like now it's kind of like reversed because of Brianna living here and just him having a girlfriend at all, like now I'm kind of waiting for him to hang out with me instead of just hanging out with him whenever I'm at home. Like now I have to wait for like Brianna to be at work or something. I don't know. But yeah, we kind of all three hang out right now. But I've been struggling with that a little bit. So our relationship, yeah, has definitely changed and I'm just like yeah, I don't know. I don't understand how, like, I'm just supposed to not give a fuck. Like, this is the situation. So, at one point in, like, June or something, all three of my best friends in my friend group, of four of us, or it was like five of us, I don't fucking know. Anyway, three of the girls out of the five-person friend group got in relationships. My brother got in a relationship. Like, everyone around me is just in a relationship. And so I'm like, oh my God, like, what the fuck? And obviously, when you first get in a relationship, like, that's just your favorite thing. And it's literally like you're on drugs. And, like, you just can't, all you want is that person. All you want to be is with that person. So trying to give your attention elsewhere is just difficult. And yeah, I don't know. It's hard not to take that personal when all my fucking friends are just like, okay, like in a relationship now, like unavailable to me, like what the fuck? So I don't know. I'm like, I get it. It literally is like you're on drugs. Like it releases the same chemicals in your brain, so you might as well be on fucking drugs. But I don't know. I was feeling a little lonely, I guess. And especially now that Brianna lives here, it's just like super in my face, and then the fact that Jalen and her boyfriend, like, they live with Cheyenne. Oh, Cheyenne's single now, so that's cool. But, well, it's kind of cool. It's cool for our friendship. Yeah, I'm just like, I get it, but I miss you. Like, I want to hang out. And I think there's a balance, and we're all trying to navigate that balance, I think. So, yeah, but. Yeah, me and Cheyenne are single. Cheyenne, I guess we're kind of going through a little bit of a heartbreak, both of us. And yeah, I don't know. I don't want to say anything like exposing her or any of her shit. But yeah, so our friendship, like, we've just really been. We're in a growth journey. And so. We're just stepping away from the dating scene a little bit, but, or at least I am, which I've been stepped. I haven't literally, like, I don't know. I like to think of myself as never. I don't really know. It's like I have relationships with everyone, and I also have relationships with no one because it's like. All my friends, I consider those relationships. And an evolved idea that had occurred to me a few months ago that I think I stand by is like every relationship I have with all my best friends and my family and everyone should include every single thing that your romantic relationship has except for sex. Like, I want to be having just as much conversation, having just as deep connections, like having like a certain level of intimacy, like just from connecting, not fucking, but everything else, like we should, yeah, be able to have the same exact thing platonically. And I don't know, I just feel like I love that idea. And so I don't really feel that lonely. I feel like I'm in a relationship with everyone. Like I just, yeah, I'm having a good time. And yeah, I don't fuck. So. We can, yeah, I'll get more into that later, but yeah, that's the current situation. I don't fuck, but I'm in love with everyone. And yeah, that's the little situation. And yeah, I've just kind of been struggling because I feel lonely since all of my like closest relationships are all in other re it's like they're all cheating on me. God. No. I don't know. And it's like that's one way to look at it, but I think the like truest way to look at it is it's like more people to love. It's more people to love, so it's like I can like them being in a relationship just is like another person for me to be in a relationship with. Like Brianna, she lives in my house. Like she's Brody's girlfriend, but it's like also like, well, I'm Brody's sister, so like we're like connected in a way, and like we can just, yeah, like obviously it's not just gonna be me and Brody hanging out all the time. It's me, Brody, and Brianna. So it's like it's a new dynamic, it's new relationships, it's new perspectives. And like same thing, like Jalen and Noah, like Noah hangs out with us all the time, and now it's just like another person like in our little circle. And yeah, I think I like it. Like I like it sometimes, but I definitely have not handled it as good as I wanted to with Brody and Brianna. And I'm working on it, okay, dude? I'm fucking working on it. And whatever I'm doing, like, it's working, but barely, but it is fucking working. And I'm trying, okay? So, yeah. And then back to my little life story. So, yeah, that's my family. And then also, like, Jalen, I completely consider Jalen family. Because, yeah, we've been friends forever, and it's just like, I just can't imagine, like, our love ever being conditional. I think that's kind of what, like, makes the line of family. And it's like, yeah, like, my mom, my brother, and Chris, it's like, there's nothing that we could do to make each other love or to make us love each other any less or any more than we already do. Like, and yeah, I just feel like it's like that way about Jalen. Like, I don't feel like there's anything Jalen could ever do that would be like divorce forever. Like, no, like, I love the bitch. I'm committed. Like, yeah, that I signed up for this. Like, that's my fucking bitch. And like, whatever happens, like, we'll just figure it out. Like, I don't see any other way. And yeah, so, and it's hard because I feel very trusting, and I feel that way with, like, I don't know, like, I feel like I start feeling that with all my friends, but I don't know, like, one of my, Cheyenne's always like, you don't fully know someone until you've known them for 5 years, and I'm like, I could see that, and yeah, I don't know, like, that's just so long. I'm like, I think it, I don't think there's any like real facts. Like, I think everything is a gray area. You never know. Like, there's always a chance of this. And so it's like, I don't know. Like, I feel like if your mindset, I feel like right now, like, I feel like I could build relationships so fast. Like, if we really get to talking, like, it just takes a few conversations and we're already having like those super deep connections. Like, we're already just, our relationship is just so much deeper than like I feel like other people, if they're just like not on the growth train in the moment, like I feel like I'm high on growth. And so it's like constantly everything I'm doing, I'm like reflecting as I'm doing it. I'm just like, ooh, how could this, like, what is like ideal? What is the best possible way I could handle this? And I'm not always the best at applying that. But I really do try. And so it's like, I feel like in relationships, like, I'm like, okay, like, how could I make us closer? And like, how could I make us connect, like, right now? Like, what is, like, let's work with what we got and make the most of it. Like, I don't know. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how long you have to know someone. I feel like, yeah, I don't think there's a limit on it. I just think it's situational, but I definitely like, I feel like you honestly will never know. Like, I don't think you're ever gonna fucking fully know someone because I don't know. I just feel like I'm such a different person, like, all the time. Like, I'm always having these new ideas and new perspectives. And so, I don't know. I'm like, you can't ever hold me accountable for what I, well, yes, hold me accountable for what I said, but like, I can't fully back up anything I ever say because I don't really feel like I'm 100% sure about anything. Like, I don't know. I don't think I'll ever be, though. And I think that's so cool. Like, the more I see, the less I know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just really feel that way. And yeah, so I'm always open to feedback. Always open to feedback because I want to be better. And if it's like, if I don't, like, handle something how I would like to, you know, I just want to be able to go back and be like, oh my God, like, I am embarrassed and I think I could have been better. Just like right now, like, this whole, yeah, Brianna situation, that's been driving me insane. And I would like to formally say, yeah, I am embarrassed by the way that I'm handling it. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm trying. And I'm plotting of how I can be better and do different. But I don't know. I think just the fact that I'm trying, like, and you know what? Sometimes I'm not trying. Sometimes I'm just trying to try. That's what Glennon Doyle says. And yeah, I'm gonna try to try. That feels so real. Like, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna try to try. Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, we could go so many different directions, but I only wanna make these podcasts like an hour long. So, I'm like, maybe I'm just kind of giving like time stamps of my life right now. And then the next episode, like, we'll talk about like this or that or this or that. Graduated high school. And yeah, then I went to lash school. And oh my God. And then I worked at this one place for a while. And well, I worked at like a few different, I did a few different like food things. Like, I worked on a few food trucks, and then I worked on in this like fancy like market deli restaurant situation place. Yeah, now I just do eyelashes full time and I podcast, and yeah, I would say those are kind of like the time stamps that you need. Damn, I'm like, what else has happened in my life that I could say? I have no idea right now. Nothing crazy. I've never broken a bone. I've never Oh, I have had surgery one time. I got my wisdom teeth out. That was like, yeah, that was my sophomore year of high school because I was 16 and I went and I got my belly button pierced the next day. I don't really know what, why that, but that feels like a little event. Oh, I guess I could be like, I could like kind of go through like my idols and like, I don't know who kind of made me who I am. Like, I would say definitely my mom is my biggest like influencer. Just because, yeah, she's kind of been here every day of my entire life. So yeah, she's always had a giant impact on me. My brother, of course, Jalen, of course. Miley Cyrus, yes, 1000% absolutely till the day I die. Miley Cyrus is like, honestly, just like my favorite celebrity ever. Like, she's my family, okay? And Justin Bieber, yes, same, equivalent. Like, yeah, those are my like day one. Them are my bitches. They raised me. Yeah, I watched Hannah Montana, had like all the CDs. Fuck, sorry. My mom texted me and said that they made roast because it's chilly out. But anyway, yeah, Miley and Justin were like my giant influencers of my childhood. And then I had some like cheerleaders that I really like that were like kind of role models for me. I don't know. I'm like, I feel like the way that they like cheered and danced kind of had an influence on me, but I don't think I was ever like into like who they were as people. But Justin and Miley, yes. I had these two friends and we would just always hang out. And we got, so we had this like huge cutout of Justin Bieber and we would like take turns making out with it. We loved him, and we had posters all over our rooms, everything. And yeah, we would always kiss him. And who else is a giant role model? I would say my cheer coaches were always a huge role model to me. Like, I had this one cheer coach who kind of raised me in cheer. She was like the commissioner of the cheer stuff, like whatever. And so yeah, like my mom was my like day-to-day coach for a while, and then like other moms of girls on my squad. But then we would have like cheer camps and stuff, and like she would be like the commissioner would be like doing all that. So yeah, she was my cheer coach from whenever I was in kindergarten up to sixth grade. And then sometimes she would come around and like help out, I guess, whenever I was in middle school. And then in high school, she was my coach again for like two or, well, yeah, for 2 years of high school. And so, yeah, she was definitely a huge influence on me for all of that. And then whenever I was in middle school, that cheer coach, oh, I fucking love that lady. Yeah, she had a huge influence on me, and like definitely like more than just cheer, like we had personal relationships, because that sounds like inappropriate, but no, like we were just close, and like I would be able to like open up to them. And I had that. I had some teachers. Oh, I don't know if I should say any of these people's names. Like, I don't want to, like, I don't know what I'm allowed to say. But I had this one teacher, and she was my teacher in seventh grade. She was my teacher in ninth grade, and she was my teacher in 11th grade. Isn't that fucking awesome? She was my teacher every other year. Love her. She was fucking awesome. She taught me. I think she was my reading teacher in seventh grade, and then in ninth grade she was my biology teacher, and then 11th grade she was my forensics. Yeah, I think she was my forensics teacher. Oh yeah, because yeah, then she loved it. But I freaking love that lady. Like, she definitely was had a huge impact on my life. And then what other? I'm like teachers and coaches and stuff. Oh, I had this one principal for like I think 1 or 2 years in middle school. And yeah, I was close with her because I would be in the principal's office for drama. I had so much drama growing up. But I blame that on living in a small little town and being a little girl with big old titties. I don't fucking know. Yeah, I would say that kind of summed me up as a kid, was just an object. But you know, so I had that. And then in high school, I had this one teacher, English teacher. She was my teacher my freshman year, and then either my freshman and sophomore year or my freshman and junior year, I'm not sure. But I love her because she would make us do, well, first we would get to read for 10 minutes at the beginning of class every single day. And that was just really, at first it was really hard for me, but it was like I'm literally just dedicating 10 minutes of every single day to reading. And it really helped because it was like I'm holding space for this. And like, yeah, it's gonna take me a minute to like actually be able to get into that zone, but it's like that was the only purpose of this time, was just to read. Like, there was nothing else to do. So it was like, yeah, I eventually just started reading, and I read a lot of books by this author, Natasha Preston. And yeah, there was so many good ones. And yeah, that teacher really like got me into reading. And I like reading now a little bit. It's still hard because I don't make myself hold that space for it. But I do, yeah, give her a lot of credit for that. And even better than that, every day we would come into class and she would be like, okay, like, does anyone have a good thing to share? Like, time for good things. And I don't know why, but I started like sharing something every single day. And it was so I would like just look for something to be able to share it the next day. And I don't know if that's related to Ross Gay, like having a daily delight. I haven't read his book, but I've listened. He's been on We Can Do Hard Things, a podcast, a few times. And so like I don't know, like those episodes just really like did a number on me, and I have that book on my list of books to read, but yeah, I'm a little bit, I need to listen to audiobooks. I think I'm going to just do that, because reading is still hard for me, but I listen to podcasts all day, so I feel like I could definitely listen to a book. But anyway, all that to say, a daily delight, and it's pretty much just this idea that there's a delight in every single day, and so if you kind of make that a goal to find a delight, you're going to be looking for that, because what you're looking for is what you're going to find. So if you're looking for something good, then that's what you're going to find. And so, yeah, I don't know if this English teacher I had, like, was inspired by Ross Gay or what, but yeah, it was that idea. And so, yeah, every day I would just try to find something, and there was two times ever that I didn't share. And one was because I got dumped, and one was because I knew I was going to get dumped. And so I like broke my heart before my heart was broken. I think. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. But I don't know. I'm like, maybe that was one of them. Maybe the other one was like the day after my dog died or something. I don't know. But there was only two times ever that I didn't share. And I just love that. Like, I think that is just so like fucking beautiful. Like, that is the most realest shit ever. And I still like to do that. I'm not as good because I'm not asking myself every single day, what's my delight or what's my good thing? But I want to be. That is something, that is a goal, is that I hope that one day I can be super consistent in figuring out what my delight was for the day. And yeah, so that teacher taught me that. And yeah, that is something that I think had a huge influence on me, because that really did give me a whole fresh perspective. And then who else? I had this other cheer coach who I became super close with and definitely was a giant impact on me. She was my cheer coach my junior year mostly. And she was the JV coach for like my freshman and sophomore year. But I was only on JV for like a hot little second, and so she wasn't like my direct coach. And then after my junior year, she ended up quitting after COVID, and she started a business. And eventually she asked me if I wanted to come work for her. And so obviously I was like, oh my God, yes. Like, we, like, her being the cheer coach and me being, I was co-captain that year, and there was like this huge like shitty situation that happened, and like, I don't know, like, I was just going through a super difficult time in that year, and like, she just really like showed up for me, and like, yeah, was just really there for me. And then through COVID, like, everything was just online, and yeah, then she started her business, and it was like with food, and like, so we would order from her, and so I would see her, and then yeah, like, she was just like really like my fucking person, like, she was so good to me. And yeah, so I worked for her, and yeah, we ended up just spending all that time together because we'd be working together, and so we just really built a super close relationship. And like, yeah, like, I would have considered that person my family, and like, their family my family. And yeah, we actually went to go work at the other job that I worked at for like 2 years. I went there to work there with her and make pasta. Yeah, then I eventually ended up moving in with her sister, because her sister was looking for a roommate, and I was like, you know, I was like gonna be 20 soon, and I wanted to move out since I wasn't going to like college or anything. And yeah, so I ended up living with her little sister, and she was like 13, I think, years older than me. And yeah, like, we had met a few times at like some like family parties or whatever, but yeah, then we were just like, okay, we're gonna move in together. And then we just decided, and like, didn't really even know each other until we moved in. Yeah, we did that. She was a huge influence, and then her sister was also a huge influence, and the other sister that they have was also a huge influence. And yeah, I definitely think like they had a big impact on my life. And then my current influence is pretty much Glennon Doyle, Abby Wambach, and Amanda Doyle. Like, that has just been my fucking jam for like 2 years. And yeah, I just finally, like, I read Glennon's book Untamed, and then I listened to the entire podcast, and I just finished it, or caught all the way up in December. So right now, oh, and in the mix of all of that, Alex Cooper, Call Her Daddy. Yeah, I started listening to that podcast. I want to say, like, I think it was in high school. Like, I'm like, no way I listened to that in middle school, but maybe I did. I don't know. I listened to it. I would consider myself an OG listener. So maybe in middle school, but if not, then definitely high school. And yeah, I'm like, other influences I have. Yeah, I would just say, like, right now, like, my mom and my brother, and yeah, Glenn and Abby and Amanda and Jalen and Cheyenne. Like, I don't know. I feel like I'm surrounded with a bunch of good people right now who, yeah, everyone has an influence on my life. And yeah, that's kind of who I am. That's all the people that I am. Yeah, still Miley, Justin. Well, I still love the fuck out of Justin Bieber. But I don't know. I mean, I don't keep up with Justin Bieber as much. Like, he's married and has a kid now, so that's not influencing me. Like, that's not what I want, girl. Miley popping her fucking pussy, just got divorced, fucking being a bad bitch. Yeah, that's my influence. Love it. You know, that was good. We rocking, we rolling. It was a little rambly, a little serious, and yeah, a little flash through my life. And then we can go through and, like, nitpick all of that more. I feel like I did nitpick a couple topics, but I don't know. I feel like I kind of like that because, like, I can just choose shorter stories now, and then, like, we'll go in and kind of fill in all the blanks later. Yeah. I like it. I love you. Bye.